We read here, verse 11, the king said unto Haman, the silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. Then were the king's scribe called on the 13th day of the first month, and that was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's deputies, and to the provinces who were over every province, and to the princes of every people of every province, according to its writing, and to every people after their language, in the name of King Ahasuerus was it written and sealed with the king's ring. Now, this was quite an effort to get this word out, because you will recall, this is the Media-Persian Empire. It stretches from India all the way across Asia, down through the Fertile Crescent and Mediterranean Sea, moves over and picks up some of Europe, all of Asia Minor, and goes down into Africa, through Egypt, down to Ethiopia. It was a vast kingdom, and in that there were people speaking many languages, a minimum of 127. But you do have to take into account that there were tribes in these provinces, and I do not know how many, but when you put all of that together, you've got quite a polyglot of languages, and as a result, why, this decree, this law, had to be put in the language of all peoples. Now, this was quite a government project. There was called in scribes, and I'm sure that the carrying on of that government in that day was a big undertaking. They probably had buildings all over the place. The scribes that could translate into all these languages were there. And they were called in. The law was translated in all these languages. And then they had to Xerox a bunch of copies because they had to have enough to cover the entire province. And then out front, why, there are tethered, the dromedaries, the camels, the donkeys, and then some were just runners. All of these messengers came in, picked up their copies, and then they started out. And I tell you, the people that were in Shushan, there in the capital city, they said, my, something is certainly going on up at headquarters. It looks like that they're getting ready to send out a very important announcement. And then that announcement goes out. Will you notice? Verse 13, and the letters were sent by posts into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the property of them for spoil. Now, this is the decree, you see. It was anti-Semitism of the worst kind. And that sort of thing has been an infection in the human race. It is satanic to the core. I don't care what you might think of these people, my friend. You and I have no right as Christians to indulge in anti-Semitism. It is satanic. It's not of God. And after all, God is gracious. And He's been gracious to us. He'll be gracious to them.